Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
7:15 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Birds made some moves in the offseason. The biggest one, I think, we can all agree, was made yesterday. Pete Alonso, 5 years, $155 million. Finally getting their guy. They've been trying to sign a free agent now, big-time free agent for a while, and they got the big fish yesterday. Pete Alonso was going to come in here, hit 35, 40 home runs, maybe more, but 35 to 40 is what I expect, and be a driving force in the middle of that order and allow Gunnar Henderson to see good pitches. I think having Tito behind behind him, I think helps Pete. It does. I think you got a legitimate guy behind him.
Got to pitch somebody.
Yep.
Got to pitch somebody.
Can't walk the ballpark.
Yeah, Joe is right. I'm pretty sure nobody wants to be called Pete-O. Tito and Tito, nope, don't want that one. By the way, the question here about the Mike Elias haters and what are they going to say now, and it's already started. Like, I have one guy going, it's like you can't even enjoy the fact that they just added that many home runs to their lineup. Yeah, but they still got to sign pitching. Yeah, like thanks, Mr. Obvious. It's like, what are we talking about here? Do you think they're not signing pitching? Did you not hear they're in on everyone? Did they not offer the largest contracts to every free agent so far that's signed somewhere?
You think somebody just went, they slapped it, forgot the pitching.
But here,
we forgot it.
And this is the thing this cat keeps going back to. He's like, they're still a last place team. They were in last place last year because they had a terrible offseason and you had to go sign all these people this year because you were so terrible last year.
Yeah, 192 games 2 years before.
You wanted them to sign those players last year, and now that they're signing them this year, you don't like it? Like, what are we even talking about? Just say you don't like Mike Elias. Just say you want to complain, and we'll move on.
Just say you hate fun. Those people are never happy.
I think it's more about that.
Me too.
You just don't want to be happy.
You like to bitch and wallow in your own misery. Just makes you feel better. You're more comfortable with that.
If they hired the guy that they wanted, and they hire him 2-3 years from now, and it doesn't work out, they'll say, "Well, they hired him too late." You know, it's just. They don't. I think it's more of Ed. They don't want to be happy. No matter what they do, the Orioles do, you're going to bitch. No matter what the Ravens do,
you're going to
bitch.
Yeah. We've all met people like that.
I work with people like that.
Well, especially at work. Because people, look, everybody bitches about work. There's always things going on, whatever your workplace is. But I know guys, especially in my police world there.
Yeah.
They couldn't be. They were never happy about anything. Finally, I said, if you were told you could stay home every day and get paid, but you had to come pick up your check, you'd bitch. I got to drive all the way there for my check. Really? Why can't you just send it to me? Like, nothing makes you happy. Nothing.
The older I get, the less I can take. I can't take it.
I know.
I don't. That's why, like, if during the show, seldom do I even give any energy to those tweets? I haven't gone on that YouTube.
I don't either.
Chat line yet. I'm not.
But sometimes I got time for it. I got time today to go ahead and put. Like, the dumb people that write stuff that we didn't say and say, you guys have been saying this all along. It's like, nobody's literally said that on this show, period. People call into this show and complain about other shows. Do they call into that show and complain about our show? Like, how does this, people just want to complain. And it doesn't even matter that things are finally going the way that you wanted. And my favorite thing about this is all the people out there going, yeah, they're not going to sign anybody. They're not going to sign anybody. Oh, they signed someone? Well, that's all I wanted. So now, okay, that's what I want. Like, okay. Say you wanted to be an ass the entire time. And
let's start from there.
I got no complaints. They addressed two bullpen pieces, two right-handed power hitters in the offseason. I'm happy. And you know what? You know what really makes me feel good about this? I know they're not done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not even Christmas yet. Mm-hmm. And you've got four pieces that you need for the. It's not even Christmas yet. You know, it was still in the same calendar year as this awful season, and you addressed four major pieces. You got one guy back that I was upset you let go. I still don't know how that happened. How in the world do you trade this guy to the Cubs and end up, hey, you want to send him back?
And people couldn't even give him credit for that.
I hated that move. When they sent them, I hated it.
I mean, just think about all this stuff. So, again,
I like him. He just looks like a beer drinking. I'm not saying he is, but he looks like the guy next door.
The team sucks, and we want to move on. We need to trade all these pieces. They trade the pieces. Why are you trading those players? And then they restock the farm system. Oh, great. We have a great farm system again. The core is still here. Like the dumbass thing that Harold Reynolds said that I think the Orioles window passed them by. Was it a 2-year window without spending money? Like, that was their window when they didn't spend any money? Look, you still have Gunnar Henderson until 2029, if I'm not mistaken. And now you just signed Pete Alonso for 5 years. And Tito Ward's here. And then you got all these young players. Westbrook.
Tito.
What happens if Pasayu turns out to be what they think he can be? What happens if Adley figures it out? And I know people are going to go, oh, what if? Those aren't even like... ridiculous what ifs.
No, it's not. It's Gunner is that dude. By the way, you know who Andrew Kittredge reminds me of? Who's the dude that played in Hangover?
Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah, that's what he reminds me of. As he walks around the clubhouse, just mumbling, scratching his head.
Just himself.
Yeah, he's that dude, man. I hate it when they let him go. Glad they got him back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dylan, Bel Air. What's up, Dylan?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Good.
Doing well. How are you?
Good. I wanted to start by using a term that you guys use these Elias haters are moving the goalpost now that they have signed a hitter. Now instead of signing anyone, it's, oh, he doesn't sign a pitcher. So now it just doesn't make any sense because, like, it's just people acting like spring training starts next week. It's December 11th.
Yep.
You have plenty of time to sign a pitcher or two.
And Dylan, that's what I just said. I'm so what's so great about these moves is it happened before Christmas. Normally, we're going to spring training, as Jeremy would call it, looking at the dented cans.
Mm-hmm.
Now you add some dented cans, they're not so bad because those aren't guys you're really going to rely on. Those are guys you have for depth. You know, if the game gets out of hand, whose arm we're going to waste?
It was three big-name position player free agents. You got one of them. That's never happened with us, ever. And I wanted him more than Schwarber anyway.
I'm going to give you.
He plays a position.
I'm going to give you Pete Alonso's worst year. As we're looking at it, it's so funny because all right. So worst year as far as home runs go. In his rookie year, he hit 53. In a year where he got hurt, he hit 16 in 57 games.
No, he didn't get hurt. That's COVID.
That's a shortened game. Shortened year. Thank you, because he doesn't get hurt.
It's COVID. Yeah.
He hit 16 home runs in 57 games. 37, 40, 46, 34, 38. Let's take his low. Let's say he has the 34.
And what's his lowest RBI other than COVID?
Oh, jeez. 88 would be his lowest RBI.
So he has 34 home runs, 88 RBI this year. Oh, he sucks.
Rob, 120, 94, 131, 118, 126. That's his RBI numbers. Outside of the shortened season that we talked about. And on top of it, you want to go back and I had somebody the other day, it's like, stop talking about OPS, batting average matters. It's included in the OPS. Funny,
even that 16-game COVID season, if you do a little quick math, like 3 times 57 is 171. So it's a little longer than the regular season. That's 48 home runs.
Yeah.
48. Like, he's consistent.
But he has, and again, I don't think he's a great defender, but there's certain things
he's
you're
going to DH a lot.
You think so?
He's not a bad defender.
You know, I think he's going to DH a lot. I think then that means if they keep Mountcastle, he'll DH a lot.
Then where's Bisaccia playing?
DH catcher first, a little bit of all three of them.
But you're not going to have Adley and Bisaccia in the lineup?
My definition of a lot is more than 40 games. I don't think he's going to DH half the season, but I think he'll DH 40 or more games.
Okay.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Kevin in Catonsville. What's up, Kevin?
Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Hey, Ed, I pulled one of your numbers, man. Let me clarify that. I was looking up Pete Alonso's stats, and then I wound up finding, I think I became an expert on the Byzantine Empire because the wormhole, man. The rabbit hole. Hey, you know what's funny is, okay, I was like, okay, Mike, the reason that Mike Elias, the reason that people are expecting the Orioles to, you know, be good, expecting, you know, disappointed because of the season last year, the moves we don't make, is because Mike Elias has set a higher standard, whether you like him or not. He may have wanted to pull these type of moves with the previous management, but that wasn't in that budget. This new team came in, said, "Hey, we got money, spend it." He's doing that. Just because you got to buy some ingredients to cook your dinner, are you gonna walk past one ingredient and say, "Oh, I can't get that one because I got to get this one first"? No, you get what the market brings to you. And I heard somebody say, I'm not on, you know, it was another station, I mean another show, but they were saying that, oh, yeah, that's good, but he's not he's not Kyle Tucker. He's going to want, Kyle Tucker's going to get three times more of the contract than he. Who cares?
Yeah.
That's why I cold out, because we got a polar bear migration. Enjoy it, bro. Enjoy life, you know what I mean? And enjoy the moment. People talking about, oh, you know, and in the fifth year, if he hits like 210, 12 home runs, see, I told you it wouldn't work.
Nobody cares. I don't care about that. You produce the first three, and it's justified to me. I mean, that's we want to win now, but we're worried about year five. I mean, come on, man. You're talking on both sides of your mouth. I don't care what the naysayers say. I don't. I'm so tired of giving them so much energy. We spend more time talking about what the negative people say than we sound negative. I don't care what they say. I really don't care what they say. Yeah. Seriously, why do we give them life? You know what I mean? Let them talk, let them mumble on their own. This is a great move. By every standard, every indication, this is a great move. A move that they wouldn't have done before.
Can I address that this whole thing that he's not Kyle Tucker? Not many people are, guys. Like, yeah. Kyle Tucker is one of I think three players that has had a five war, or is it one of five players that's had a four war for his entire career, every single year.
Mm-hmm.
He produces. He's an MVP candidate. He plays defense. He hits righties. He hits lefties. He hits for power. He steals bases. He's a five-tool player. There's not a lot of guys like him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.